Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of today's story is The Hidden Treasure. Once upon a time, there was a farmer who owned a vineyard. He was a hard worker and grew some of the best grapes in the area. He had three sons but was an unhappy man because all his sons were lazy. The farmer was old, yet he worked hard from dawn to dusk in the vineyard. Sadly, none of his sons offered to help him ever. They spent their time sleeping or indulging in useless activities. The farmer grew weaker with each passing day and was not able to work as hard as before. But he continued to tend to his grapes as best as he could. He was worried as none of his sons had learned anything about the upkeep of his precious vineyard. The farmer's health continued to suffer and knew that he didn't have much time. "How will my sons manage if they continue to be lazy?" the farmer thought. "The vines will wither and there'll be no harvest. How will they earn money?" He decided that he should make them aware of his duties and the importance of work. One day, the old farmer was working on his farm in the cold and fell sick. He knew that he wouldn't survive. So he called his sons and said, "My sons, the time has come and I wanted to teach you farming. I want you to pay attention because I don't want you to starve. I have accumulated a treasure for you. Dig in the vineyard and you will find it. You can live comfortably on the treasure for your entire life." As he said these words, the farmer breathed his last breath. The three sons were excited at the thought of getting the treasure buried in the vineyard. "We only have to dig once for the treasure. Once we find it, we can easily live it all our lives," said the eldest of the three. "We shall never have to work again." They began their work early the next morning and started digging the vineyard. The three boys dug all around the roots carefully so that they would not miss the treasure. It took them a month to dig up the entire vineyard, but they could not find the treasure. The boys decided to try again, this time digging a little deeper. However, they still could not find anything. They decided to try one last time but were disappointed yet again. Discouraged by their unsuccessful attempts at finding the treasure and angry with their father for misleading them, the boys gave up on their hunt. Meanwhile, that year, the rainfall was not good and all the vineyards in the area suffered. However, the farmer's orchard survived since the boys had repeatedly dug up the soil near the roots of the vines. The roots had absorbed all the water there was and provided plenty of nourishment to the vines. In time, the plumpest, juiciest, and tastiest grapes grew on the vines. No one in the area had seen such grapes before. They came to the three brothers and asked them how they had managed to grow such grapes. The farmer's sons realized that all their digging had resulted in a great harvest. They couldn't believe that hard work could yield such fabulous results. They set to work at once and harvested the grapes. Their grapes sold at higher price than ever before, for they were the best grapes of the year. When the three brothers returned home and counted their earnings from the sale, they realized that they had made a small fortune. By digging in the vineyard, they had indeed found the treasure their father had spoken about. They had finally understood the importance of hard work. The three boys silently thanked their father for making them realize their mistake and resolved never to be lazy again. They continued to work hard every year and kept reaping the rewards of their abundant harvest year after year. The moral of this story is, there are no shortcuts to success, and no substitute for hard work. Good night. Sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.